From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. A former music teacher and choir director with Fertile Beltrami Public Schools has been sentenced for sex charges involving a minor. Authorities say 31-year-old Richard John Schramm was initially charged with criminal sexual conduct, first degree, penetration under 18, contact under 14, use of force and criminal sexual conduct, third degree, penetration, victim 14 to 15. As part of a plea deal, the first degree charge was dropped. Court documents indicate Schramm was sentenced to spend 30 days in the Todd County Jail, where the three-year prison sentence stayed for 15 years. He's also been placed on supervised probation for 15 years and will complete outpatient sex offender treatment. That according to the sentencing order. The assault occurred somewhere near or in the city of Gray Eagle back in July of 2023. The Minnesota State Fire Marshal has determined the cause of a house fire earlier this month in Fauston. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Department, improper use of a holiday light cord likely caused the blaze April 5th. Fauston Police Chief Jim Juvie reminded residents that holiday light cords should be used to plug in holiday lights only, not other devices. He also urged people not to use extension cords in combination with power strips. He says using those cords improperly may not seem like a big deal, but it is. The home's occupant escaped uninjured from that single-family residence. The Crookston Area Community Fund, a component fund of the Northwest Minnesota Foundation, has awarded six area entities grants totaling $25,000. According to a press release, the recipients of the grant include Golden Link Senior Center for a renovation project, University of Minnesota Crookston for the Allen and Fida Peterson Garden Project, Crookston Fire Department Union for a new initiative giving senior citizens a home survey and carbon monoxide detector, Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority Oak Court Housing for a special meal initiative, Adam Parno Foundation Get Kids Outdoors for ice fishing supplies for events, and Prairie Skyline Foundation for kids art classes. Minnesota Department of Transportation has announced construction on the Highway 220 North project of East Grand Forks will begin May 13th. That project includes reconstructing Highway 220 to a concrete road from Polk County Road 19 to Polk County Road 2223. Culvert replacements will also be constructed throughout the project. Motorists can expect to utilize a detour during that project. And the Minnesota DNR is waiving vehicle permit fees at all 74 state parks and rec areas. That's Saturday, April 27th. The free park day is one of 4 days each year on which the DNR waives the requirement for a vehicle permit at state parks and rec areas. The four fee-free days are spread out over the year, giving folks an opportunity to visit a state park for free in each season of the year. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.